Hey, this is Double J, Jeff Jarrett, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to the My 1-2-3 Cents Podcast.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo! Kevin! You're stupid.
Hey friends, welcome to episode 525 of the My 1-2-3 Cents podcast. I am Kevin Huntsberger, your host, and once again, kind of displaced. I've got the blurred background if you are watching on YouTube, but if you're listening, I hope that everything sounds good. I'm actually sitting in my garage. I'm on the set, if you will, of the Christmas beer advent calendar. So if you're listening or watching this podcast in December of 2024, for the last 5 years, or I guess five Christmas seasons since 2020 was the first year I did this, I have done a Christmas beer advent calendar. And for the last 3 years, every beer in that calendar has either been winter themed or Christmas themed. So I post those beer reviews. They're usually between 60 and 90 seconds on my Facebook page and on TikTok. So although I hear that TikTok may be going away in 2025, so if that happens, be sure to check out the content. I will be pushing more shorts and reels on Instagram, and then shorts, of course, over on YouTube, which if you're watching this, you already know about the YouTube channel. I encourage you to subscribe, though, and keep up to date with everything going on here at My 1-2-3 Cents. Of course, I mentioned episode 525, which means that we are just 94 episodes away from episode 619 and the quest to get Rey Mysterio Jr. on as a guest for that show in September of 2026. Always looking ahead, always eye on the prize here at the My 1-2-3 Cents brand. Something that I am proud to say, and we're going to talk all about it today. This is year 10. For the podcast, this show is dropping on December 9th, 2024, 10 years to the day that the very first episode of the podcast dropped. And we're going to talk all about that in just a few minutes. But I am kind of explaining this whole situation. We are doing some room switcheroos in the house, which includes the space that I typically record podcasts and vlogs from. Right now, that room is being repainted. And my daughter is most likely going to move in there. I'm moving into my son's old room. My old son's old room, which is now a spare bedroom, is moving into another room. So a lot going on, and I'm just trying to stay out of the way. My dad is down here helping a lot with that process. He and my wife are painting the spare bedroom now as we speak. I'm supposed to be picking out a color for the studio, pending my wife's approval, of course. So we'll get to that. Hopefully in the new year, I will be in the new space and not have to bounce around. And because of the unpredictability of what's going on around here and not knowing for sure what's going on, I opted to just do this week's episode alone. But I may have a surprise for you guys next week. I'm working on that. So it may come to fruition, it may not, so I'm not going to go any further than that, but to say next week's episode, maybe something a little unique to the My 1-2-3 Cents podcast, but it is 10 years. You know, it was, like I mentioned, December 9th. December 9th, it turns out, is a pretty significant day in my life, because that December 9th, 1995, so 29 years ago, I graduated from college. I earned my Bachelor of Arts in mass communication in December of 1995 from Southeast Missouri State University. So December 9th, a big day for me and one that I'm proud of. But I'm going to rewind and just indulge me for a couple of minutes here as I reminisce and get a little nostalgic. But before I do that, though, I do want to also remind you about the My 123 Cents figure drive. The wrestling figure drive is going on now. Chad actually sent a box of two boxes of stuff. One of them had several AEW figures in it, and then lots of prizes for the prize vault. So we're going to also do some more prizes. Ken Johnson, by the way, won the Rock ornament. Ken, I'll be getting that to you this week, I promise, so you have time to get it on your Christmas tree. But we got lots of prizes. And since it is our birthday, let's go ahead and give away some prizes. So as this podcast drops, share the post on the My 123 Cents Facebook page or on the Facebook group. Share it with your followers. Share it with your friends. Let them know about the podcast. And then at the end of the week, so by the time next week's episode drops, I will pull a name randomly of those who shared. Hopefully someone shares it and you will win some of these great prizes. Chad orders the pro wrestling crate. And so he gets all these things that he doesn't want to keep for himself. And then he sends them my way. So there are a lot, I have a ton of extra large t-shirts that, I have random wrestlers on them. So, and I'm not going to wear them. So I am going to share the wealth and share that wealth with you because Chad has shared it with me. So Chad, I am appreciative of you for that. But I'm also appreciative of Greg Mahochko, who is the founder of the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network. He has a podcast on the network with Mike Luther called Nerds United. Check it out. If you haven't already started following Jittery Monkey on Facebook, do that as well. I have been working over the last 6 months or so to try to help boost some of the activity on that page because a lot of it for a long time was just us sharing the podcast. We're trying to do more fun stuff. Chad and I are talking about some ways to do more fun stuff also on the My 123 Cents Facebook page. So again, if you're not following, if you haven't liked the My 123 Cents Facebook page or joined the Facebook group, please do that ASAP. So let's rewind to November 19th, 2014, and indulge me for a couple of minutes as I read this Facebook message. And to kind of set this up, Greg Mahochko and I had met years prior over the phone. We had a mutual friend named Jim Rhino Reinecke. Greg was working in radio in the Salem, Illinois area at the time. And I was hosting or helping host and organize a men's health conference. And so Rhino had kind of paired us together because I was looking for more media outlets and media partners to promote our event. And Greg was looking for a guest. So he had me on his radio show, and the rest, as they say, is history. We became Facebook friends and messaged and kept in touch, and he started following the My 123 Cents brand and was very supportive of it in those early days. But let's go now to November 19th, 2014. So just over 10 years ago, I get this Facebook message from Greg. Mr. Huntsberger, he would always call me Mr. Huntsberger. You're a man of discernible taste with a passion for that wonderful entity known as pro wrestling. Would you be interested whatsoever, and would your schedule allow it, in hosting a pro wrestling podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network? And then he put the link for the podcast network. Full creative control. We're just looking for more shows. Our previous pro wrestling podcast attempt did not pan out, but I do have a tag by Jim Cornette with that show's title, should you want to revive it. But with your growing brand of My 123 Cents, I would certainly not oppose you just calling the show that and maintaining consistency. Even Beyond the Rafters could find a new life on our network. The ball is in your court, and I won't, sorry, I'm reading this without my cheaters on. The ball is in your court, and I won't be too offended if you decline the offer. Thank you for your consideration, Greg Mahochko. And I responded, I have been waiting for an opportunity like this. Yes, I am interested. Because I had always wanted to do a podcast ever since the early days of listening to The Art of Wrestling with Colt Cabana. I just didn't know. I didn't know how to go about it. I didn't know how to put it together. And then once it was together, I could figure that part out pretty easy, but I didn't know where it needed to go from there, like how to get it out there. And this was really before Anchor and Spotify and all of those were doing podcast platforms. So when I got the invitation, I jumped at the offer, the opportunity. And just a few short weeks later, on December 9th, I ended up putting that first episode out. And back in those early days, I would record the episodes, and sometimes it was on an iPad, sometimes it was a phone call, you know, and then trying to merge it with the iPad. Always edited it in GarageBand on my laptop, or at that time I had a freestanding Mac that sat on, or a desktop Mac, I should say. And so I would send the clips or the edited version to Greg, and then he would upload it to Jittery Monkey. And it wasn't until about 2020, I think during COVID, that he sent me all of the extra stuff that I could just start doing it myself. But I am proud to say that every Monday since December 9th, 2020, a new episode, I'm sorry, since 2014, a new episode of this podcast has dropped. And I have never done like a best of. I've gone back and pulled interviews that I've done from previous experiences, but I always had new content associated with those things. So I'm very proud of that fact. And I, you know, maybe I'm humble bragging, maybe I'm patting myself on the back, but you know, a lot of podcasts don't make it that long. And so for 10 years, I'm happy with that. I'm very proud of it. I was proud when we hit episode 500. I'm proud of every podcast, but I have 10. I made a list. Since it's the 10-year anniversary, I'm going to talk about 10 of my favorite episodes. And if you're not on the list, don't be offended. It's not because, you know, because I've had a lot of great guests, amazing guests, and friends I've made along the way who were friends of mine before the podcast, who became friends of mine after the podcast, people that I've been able to keep in touch with and talk with and whatnot. So, but yeah, I'm just going to kind of go through these, and that's really going to be the episode this week, is just kind of reflection and gratitude, because I know that there are some folks out there who have listened to, if not all the podcasts, just about all of them. And I get feedback, not as much as I would like. So if you are so inclined, do a review on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen, or leave a review on YouTube. Doesn't have to be on this video specifically or on this podcast episode specifically, but I want to hear from people and see kind of what they like, what they are interested in, what they want to hear and see in the future. Because, you know, we're 10 years into this, we're going to keep on keeping on. And yeah, we're growing, you know, and I have an audience, but man, I would love to one day be at that level where we see Conrad Thompson and his ad-free shows network. You know, I would love to be have Mondo the Monkey, who, you know, was developed along the way because of this podcast. Before the podcast, the My 1-2-3 Cents brand really didn't have, other than the brick block letters that my brother Jason created, the My 1-2-3 Cents lettering, right when I started the blog back in 2010. So those letters have been around and numbers have been around for a long time. And then when Greg invited me to join the podcasting network, of course, that meant that artist Joe Dodd was going to go to work and create a monkey for it. And because of the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network, it had to, of course, be a monkey to join that fray. So I'm proud of Mondo and what he has represented. And years later, I did a contest to name the monkey, and the votes came in and Mondo was the pick. So Mondo has been a part of this brand for the podcast since day one, but you know, he's been a big part of what I do outside of the podcast, but with all the other wrestling stuff that I do, I've got him printed on a suit, for crying out loud. So, and one day I'm going to fit back into the pants that go along with this jacket, but that's a story for another podcast. And I do want to, again, thank everyone though for being supportive of it, but you know, I listen to the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast and Matt Cardona and Brian Myers, and they talk about their figures and the figures that they make and the brand that they have. I would love one day for there to be a Mondo figure. I think that would be really super cool. So hopefully one day, and I am optimistic that one day, you know, things will catch fire, even though it's been 10 years. And like I said, we get some downloads, we get some views, but I'm always open to reaching out and finding fans outside of Southern Illinois. And you know, it was cool way back when, and this was before the podcast, but when Chad and I were at WrestleMania 20, I think it was 29 in New York, there was a guy there in the at the Chikara show that we were at, and he came up to me and started talking to me, and he said, "I watch your YouTube videos." So that was a really cool moment, and I think he was from the New York area. So that was one of those moments where I'm like, okay, this is cool. People beyond my circle are watching this and take a part in it. So again, anything that I can do to change things up, to make things different, to make things more enjoyable for you, the listener and or watcher, I'm all for doing. So please give me some input, some thoughts, and I'm going to put my cheaters on for this part because I am going to read my list here. And so I sat down and I thought about some of my favorite podcast episodes, and I really don't have a particular order until I get toward the top and toward the end, but I want to kind of give an honorable mention shout out to the WWE or TNA or Ring of Honor at the time, you know, the guests, the indie stars that I had on the podcast in the past to promote other shows. Because you're going to hear from some wrestlers on this list that were guests on the podcast just to be guests on the podcast, and they weren't promoting anything. They didn't have anything that they were pushing or putting out there. I'm talking about Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, specifically episode 150 back in October of 2017. He was coming into town for a Stride Pro Wrestling show. Unfortunately, that was one of the shows that I missed and was not able to be there and meet him. But I can remember texting with him. And back in the day, I've actually saved the text. I still have the text messages. But back in the day, I would carry my equipment, my laptop and my iPad and all that with me to and from my day job at the TV station, just in case an opportunity arose and one of these wrestlers that I was trying to get was available right then and right there, that I could jump away and do something with them very quickly. And that's exactly what happened with Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. I was getting ready to leave work, and he messaged and said he was ready and he could do it. And so I sat in my car in the parking lot at WSIL TV and had a very long conversation. I say very long. 30 to 40 minutes, I think, is what the podcast ended up being. But I mean, I'm talking to a WWE Hall of Famer on the phone and sitting here in Southern Illinois, and he was, I don't remember where he was at the time, but man, it was a surreal experience and something that was very cool and something I won't forget. Jerry Travelstead, who helped organize that event and brought me Ricky Steamboat. He and Herb Simmons, I think, had worked together on getting Ricky Steamboat. So shout out to both of those guys. But, you know, I had guys like Randy Orton. Cowboy Bob Orton has been on the podcast, Bushwhacker Luke, Mick Foley, all promoting wrestling shows, wrestling events. Mick Foley was promoting something for my buddy Chris Hagstrom, who was up in the South Bend, Indiana area. Foley was wrestling or a part of a show, an event up that way. But, you know, Bushwhacker Luke had come in to wrestle here. James Storm has been on the podcast before. And again, they were all just kind of promoting wrestling events in that same vein. But on my top 10 list is the Honky Tonk Man. Now, he was promoting a live show, a one-man show that he was doing in Effingham, Illinois, which is a couple of hours north of here. But I put him on my list as one of my favorites because of the circumstances of that. We were in Disney World. My son was in the high school band at the time. This was back in 2016. And my son was in the band, and the band was invited to perform at Disney World. So we were in Disney World, and I don't remember how I got his number, but we were, Honky Tonk and I were texting back and forth, and he called, but we were literally, that's when the parade with the band was coming through. So I didn't answer my phone. It went to voicemail. He left a message. I called him back, and I ended up interviewing him. I was sitting on the beach in Florida interviewing the Honky Tonk Man. That was, you know, because Honky Tonk Man was one of my all-time favorites. You know, he's on my top 10 list, even though he's still blocked me on Twitter. Again, I don't know why that happened, but that was a very, very cool moment, a very surreal moment. I'm talking to a WWE legend, a Hall of Famer, about his career, his life in pro wrestling. And it was just one of those really awesome moments that I won't ever soon forget. So I definitely thank him and appreciate the opportunity to have done that. That, by the way, was episode 70 back in March 2016. In April of 2022, I participated in an event. I was invited to SalukiCon, which is a Comic-Con event here in Southern Illinois at SIU, Southern Illinois University. Their mascot is the Saluki, for those who don't know. And we've gone back and forth before, and I've wanted to, and maybe one of these days I will bite the bullet and bring in a legend to do like an autograph signing with to help promote. But for episode 387, they had invited me to come and do a live version of the podcast. And I say live in front of an audience, and there weren't a whole lot of people there, but it was really a cool experience. And there were a couple of Stride Pro Wrestling fans there, a little kid there, and they were asking questions about indie wrestling and just wrestling in general, and being able to talk with other wrestling fans and share some experiences and share some of my very limited knowledge on pro wrestling was really a big time opportunity for me that I enjoyed very, very much. I'm going to go with number 8 here and call it the Wrestling Under the Influence from episode 287. This is May 2020. This is the heart of COVID. We're a lot of restrictions. Stride Pro Wrestling, we were doing very limited tapings. This was actually what started and prompted the whole YouTube channel for Stride Pro Wrestling to be more prominent. We were recording all of our shows. But we did a Wrestling Under the Influence, and I was able to get Jay Spade and Lane Austin, Dalton Anthony, and Bud Galloway were all a part of that episode. And it's on Zoom. Everybody kind of grabbed a beer, and we're just shooting the shit and just having a good time. And it was just a fun, even though, you know, we're on quarantine, we're on lockdown, and people, you know, are not living their best lives. But we had a good time. We had fun kind of sharing wrestling stories and just kind of hanging out and doing that kind of thing. So that one was a lot of fun. We'll go to number 7, and I'm going to go with the top 10 for Stride Pro Wrestling that Tyler Heath Hatton and I did back in September 23. That was episode 460. This was after Tyler and I had both left Stride. It was still kind of being run by someone else at the time. It is now back under Tyler's umbrella, if you will. We had a show not too very long ago where we did a little bit of a comeback. But, you know, we went through and reminisced and shared our top 10 favorite Stride wrestlers, put our list together of who we thought were the top 10 of Stride Pro Wrestling. So that was a lot of fun. I like doing shows like that where we can kind of bounce back and forth, me and a guest, and talk about those things. And in that same vein, just a very recent episode from a couple of weeks ago, episode 523 in November of 2024. It's the Survivor Series fantasy show that Chad and I put together. And I know it wasn't everybody's cup of tea, but the idea behind it was that we would have friends of the show make suggestions for Survivor Series teams, and then we put those together and had them battle it out in fantasy warfare, if you will. I had a lot of fun doing that episode. I thought, you know, it was an epiphany that I had on the airplane ride home from Arizona earlier this year. So I kind of, you know, yeah, I'm going to pat myself on the back because it was my idea, but I thought it was a fun concept and something that I'm hoping Chad and I will do every year in November as part of the countdown to Survivor Series. Let's see here. I'm going to also go with and put out there, you know, I don't want this to be, I'm going to get to that one in just a second. I'm going to go with the next one, and I've lost count. I didn't write these in order. So I think this may be number 5, and that is the episode I did with Tyler Heath Hatt and his wife Rachel and my wife Lisa. This was in February of 2020, episode 273. It was the Valentine's Day show. We had our spouses on and just kind of talked about our love for wrestling, but then also what it's like to be the wives of wrestling fans, or in Tyler's case, a wrestler. So it's a fun episode. We had gone out to dinner that night and then went back and sat around their dining room table and just, again, put the phone in the middle of the table, hit record, and just didn't really have an agenda and just kind of talked and had a good time doing that. So that one was a lot of fun and had a great time reminiscing and talking about some of those old stories from the past. Up next is going to be my interview with Terry Runnels. I believe this is number 4, and Terry Runnels was the guest on episode 54. It was the 1-year anniversary of the podcast back in December 2015. Terry Runnels is someone that, you know, if you don't remember, she was Marlena in WWE with Goldust. She was Miss Alexander York, part of the York Foundation in WCW back in the early 90s. But, you know, in an era when it was a debate between Sunny or Sable amongst wrestling fans, amongst male wrestling fans specifically, I was a Marlena guy. And so I had reached out. I had found someone who was kind of working for her as an online manager of sorts. I'd reached out to him to find out her availability and her interest in recording a podcast for the 1-year episode, 1-year anniversary episode. And much to my surprise, she agreed to do it. And I'm proud of that episode for a number of reasons. One, because it was someone that I really enjoyed as a performer back in the day, but also it was someone that was coming on the show to be on the show and not looking to promote any wrestling events or any other activities going on. It was just a conversation, and it was really a cool thing to happen. And we had met, Chad and I had met, and our buddy Travis at WrestleMania. And again, the numbers, I think it's 27 in Atlanta. We went to WrestleCon. We were dressed as the Heenan family. I was Bobby Heenan. Chad was the Brooklyn Brawler. I'm sorry, Chad was the Red Rooster, and Travis was the Brooklyn Brawler. And we were walking through, and this was when WrestleCon was up in the, basically in a big ballroom of a hotel. And I'm not sure how it's changed since then, but this seemed very like everybody was close quarters and it was just very tight moving through. And she saw us and she like summoned us over and took a group picture with us. Now she claims, and this would have been 2011, and I interviewed her then in 2015. Now she claims in that interview that she remembers that. I don't know if she really did. I've never seen the picture, but I'm sure it's maybe out there somewhere. Maybe it's still on her phone from years ago. But that was a really cool opportunity to be able to talk to and interview her, and you know, have that kind of thing become a reality. Because again, like I said, I had already interviewed Mick Foley by that point, and I had interviewed my next one, my number 3 on the list, and that was the interview with Kamala. I loved the Kamala gimmick as a kid. I can remember in World Class seeing him for the very first time, the vignettes that they did, and this was after his run in Memphis, but I hadn't seen him before. But seeing him come in through Texas and just this big, menacing, scary beast, for lack of a better word, from Uganda. And until then, I had never heard of Uganda. So that became part of my world knowledge. You know, it's funny, the little things you glean from pro wrestling or from pop culture, whatever it is that you're into, sometimes real world events and real things that are going on around the world are injected into storylines, and you learn about places that you'd never heard of before. For example, Uganda, when me at age 10 or 11 hears about this and learns more about that country. But Kenny Casanova, who co-authored, or I guess really kind of wrote Kamala Speaks, that's the Kamala book, had reached out to me in the book writing process and had found a picture that I had taken of Kamala signing autographs. I've told this story before, but he was signing autographs at a Ring of Honor show in Houston, Texas during WrestleMania 25 weekend. And I had taken that picture of him and posted it on, this would have been before the blog. So I think I eventually blogged about that experience when I started the My123Cents blog. But Kenny had reached out and said, hey, can we use this picture for the book that we're working on? And I was like, absolutely. Well, it turns out this was back the first incarnation of the iPhone. The picture was not of super great quality. So when they went to print, it wasn't going to look good. So they ended up not using the photo. But I feel like I kind of developed, a relationship of sorts with Kenny Casanova. So I had reached out to him and asked if Kamala, Jim Harris, would be interested in doing an interview. And it was kind of surreal because for so long that character didn't speak and we didn't hear him. But because the book's coming out, Kamala speaks. To me, it made sense. Kind of like The Undertaker, how he's kind of changed from keeping that character intact to, now he's on podcasts. He hosts a podcast. So he's not really dead. And Kamala wasn't really this big beast from Uganda. He was a kind-hearted sweetheart of a guy from Mississippi. And the conversation was great. Unfortunately, we had connection issues and lost him during the course of the interview. But man, that was such a cool experience and a cool opportunity. One of my favorites, again, number three. That's episode 30, by the way, in June of 2015. Number two, a little somber, but it's the tribute episodes that we have done. It's not just one specific one, but when a wrestler dies, when someone in the business dies, and we take time to eulogize and pay tribute and share memories and thoughts. One of the first ones I remember doing was when Rowdy Roddy Piper passed away. My buddy Rick, who I'd known since elementary school, and Chad joined me for that podcast. The audio is not great on it, but Rick was a huge Rowdy Roddy Piper fan, to counter my fandom of Hulk Hogan. So back in the day, we would go back and forth. Rick went to the very first wrestling show that I went to. We went to that together in 1984, which actually we're coming up on the 40-year anniversary of that. I may try to get him on the horn and talk more about that night and that experience as well. Other tribute shows that we did, of course, for the Iron Sheik, Kevin Sullivan, Superstar Billy Graham, the Mississippi Madman. That was one that I did where I reached out. Mississippi Madman, for those who don't know, was an independent wrestler here. I met him many years ago in Southern Illinois at an All-American Pro Wrestling show and became friends with him. And so I was able to get several of his friends in the business to record tributes and then put those out on the podcast back. Gosh, it's been 2 or 3 years now that we lost the Mississippi Madman. And then, of course, the most poignant one for me was the tribute show I did for my mom. She passed away in June of 2023 and had always been a fan of what I do. It's your mom. So, of course, your mom loves you unconditionally and supports you. And so I wanted to do something in the days that followed her death. And that one was a hard one to do because it was literally just over 48 hours since she had passed. And I had debated if I was going to do a podcast that week. And then I thought, no, the consistency of this show. And really it became a bit of a therapy session where I was able to just kind of talk and let some feelings out. And I have not gone back and listened to it, and I probably never will, but it was a raw emotional episode. And again, that one came out in June of 2023, and was just able to kind of pay tribute and thank her in some kind of weird wrestling way. But again, a big fan, would come down and watch the shows, the Stride shows that I wrestled at, and just always supportive. Just, my dad is as well, but that bond with her, I just felt the need to share those experiences. And my all-time favorite, and this should come as really no surprise because I talk about it quite often because I am proud of it. Again, the pat on the back mentality here, but and that's the RVD episode 420 that dropped in December of 2022. I spent almost a year campaigning to get RVD on the podcast, and it was literally almost that 11th hour where he agreed to do it. We were messaging back and forth on Twitter, X, and figuring out how we were going to make it work. And then he threw out the Zoom option, and I'm like, hell yeah. I mean, I was going to be happy with just an audio version, but the fact that he did video, and I still think that it's criminally underrated, the number of views that that video has gotten. So if you haven't already checked it out, go back and watch that episode or listen to it. But yeah, that was just a really cool opportunity, about 40 minutes, just chilling and talking. I'd like to do that again, I think, with RVD and you know, maybe enjoy some of the festivities with him that he did on the show. And you can go back and watch if you, but you, I'm sure you're picking up what I'm putting down. But I believe that was 10, actually 11 with the honorable mentions. But again, I want to thank you all. There are, you know, Greg Mahochko and Chad Smart and Tyler Heath Hatton, who have been instrumental in the growth and development of this podcast. But then all the other guests that I've had along the way, whether it's guys like Red Daniels or Dexter Roswell or Max Allwirt, Chris Hagstrom. I'm just thinking of some of the guys that have helped and lent their voice to this podcast through the years. Thanks for sharing it. Thanks for listening to it. Thanks for downloading it. Thanks for commenting, entering contest, whatever it is that you have done along the way. I am appreciative of you. 10 years down and many more to go. And again, I want to hear from you. Let me know what you think, what your thoughts are on the growth, the development, the future of the podcast, of My 123 Cents, the podcast specifically. Friends, thank you so very, very much. We will talk again soon.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.